BOE back in session. We'll take up BOE 125. Mr. Currier?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for your time today. So I wanted to point out something that I don't think, I know you've heard the same argument 100 times, but I want to point out something that I think is perhaps the first time you've heard it. I'd like to distribute some notes, if you don't mind. And I apologize. I
know. Is this on the nightly rental issue?
It is.
Okay.
I don't know how I ended up with two copies. My apologies.
It's okay. Thank you.
While I agree with many others who believe that these should be classified as residential property, I think that's a losing battle, at least in this room. And so I'll save my breath for that topic. However, I do believe that because these properties are being taxed at a commercial rate, that it should be considered that other properties that are taxed at the commercial rate or classified as commercial should be appraised in a similar manner. And I believe what we have currently is a double standard of valuation as a residential property, but taxation as a commercial property. So the three valuations that I provided you, first of all, the Currier Revocable Trust property at 275 Rocky Shores Ridge is valued at $518,000, which comes to about $161 per square foot. The other properties that are in the packet that I just gave you are similar quality lodging properties, hotels, the Hampton Inn on Branson Hills Parkway, $116 a square foot. The Ozarker Lodge on Highway 165, valued at $54 a square foot. And Angler's Lodge in Hollister, valued at $102 per square foot. While my seven-bedroom home is valued at $161 per square foot, compared to the average of these hotel properties coming in at $90 a square foot. So I would ask that this body consider the unequal valuation method that's been applied to these properties. I appreciate the board's willingness to consider a 25-75 classification, and while that's certainly a valued adjustment in the case of one property, I think we have a larger problem on the valuation of these properties that needs to be considered.
Okay. The assessor, have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
We called the assessor and had this discussion months ago.
Well, let's go ahead, and I would like you to see this as well. So this has to do with.
Can we see that? Can that be zoomed in? Or, Jesse, can you tell me what it's showing on the ones that are around? If they're valued the same per square foot.
Yep.
And yes, the similar properties in that neighborhood are valued similarly, but that's not the argument. The argument is that all of these properties are improperly valued. If they're going to be, assessed at commercial rates, then they should be appraised at similar commercial processes, so that there's equitable valuation across similar property types.
Okay, so is it my turn?
I think right now she's looking at, are you trying to get the square footage?
No, I was just trying to see if those were all assessed the same in the same neighborhood.
And you can see that on Beacon, so.
Okay. All right, yes.
I can't pull that up.
Go ahead.
All right, so. As I've discussed, we do by cost basis, and it depends on your classification only for if you're in a commercial area and it's a commercial project, that's that 32% multiplied by the appraised value. When it comes to the appraisal itself, the differences are only in if we classify these as lodges. So you are classified the same for every lodge. And that means certain things are built into the program that go with a lodge. And the lodge would have, the full number of bathrooms. The lodge would have a kitchen included. The the lodge would have, whatever goes into a lodge that's built into the program. Whereas a hotel or a motel has different things. They're not going to have a kitchen built in. Like if we find out that there's a hotel that's redone some suites that have that, we try to make sure that we include that as an extra added feature. But when you come down to appraisal, the appraisal is the same. It's going to be the same for all these lodges. If it's going to be a condo, there's some difficulty in this because condos were set up as residential to begin with. Suddenly, they've flipped to being a commercial unit. Well, the program, first of all, includes one bathroom on a residential unit. And so if it's a condo, it will also have one automatically. And when they become commercial, they really should have an extra bathroom added because commercial properties have all of their features in there. They're not given that break that you get when you're putting together a residential home. That when you build that property up, so the home's going to say you have one bathroom already. Home's going to say you got a kitchen. These things are built in. But there's not, in this point system, there's not a discrimination on units for commercial and non-commercial in that sense, because where you're getting appraised as commercial is outside of your appraisal. That's that classification you're multiplying by, which is where our problem was with our indexes, why the indexes must be the same in Taney County. They have to be equal for the reason being if you had a condo complex and you have two condos next to each other and they're identical, then they need to appraise for the exact same amount because they were built at the same time, the same materials. They're mirror images of each other, and yet we can't distinguish one because you decided to put it in the nightly rental program. We can't switch that over and add other bathroom. It's just not practical. There's not a way to do that. But that's why you are put into a commercial outside classification that multiplies by your appraisal.
Well, your classification certainly affects your tax, how much tax you pay in your tax rate, certainly. As I understand your argument, Cole, is basically if we're going to be commercial, why don't we get, you know, it seems like you're getting more price per square foot, so you're being taxed at a greater rate. Right. I mean, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. If you're going to tax my property like a hotel, like a seven-room hotel.
Right. Really, that's classification.
That comes to, I'm paying $1,385 per room.
Yeah.
And these similar quality properties are $496 per room.
And I don't know how that would, I don't know how it would fly at the tax commission. I guess my thought process on it is that, and we're here as an independent body. We're not here any more for the assessor than you know, we're trying to be independent and make a decision. But you have to, at least especially with a cost program, you've got to evaluate similar properties, and certainly motels are different than this. I don't know how all the factors in the system, but certainly there's going to be differences there. And as long, I think, as I read our obligations, we just need to make sure that you are being assessed as comparable to a property, you know, that's almost exactly like yours next door. It's across that. But as far as the classification goes, I think that's a separate issue. That does certainly increase your taxes. But I mean, an automotive business versus a hotel, they're both commercial, but they're certainly going to be assessed different on how, you know, what the property is worth, I think. So I don't know how that really, from that standpoint, works. But, I mean, I get your point.
If Johnny Morris is paying a $40,000 tax bill for an entire hotel, should mine be $10,000 for one house?
And I get from a cost.
I don't know how you fix that. Yeah. I understand there are lots of complexities in the system that may not make it possible. And I understand BOE doesn't fix systematic problems across the entire county.
Sure.
I'm not sure how to do it. I wish someone could give me some advice, but I don't know if this is a reasonable argument to say there's clearly some inequity here.
Well, what you're making is a discrimination argument, And I think when we look at similar properties, whether the guy, if the person next to you in this condominium complex is not doing a nightly rental, his property is still going to be appraised the same. It's just going to be a larger tax because he goes from residential to commercial. Because you're going from residential to commercial. But I think that they are still being appraised the same in a similarly situated property. And you being down here, Cole, the one thing, though, that you know, we're going to have to deal with here is that, and we're getting ready to deal with it with you and other people in this session, are people that own multiple LLCs and have multiple interests in LLCs, okay? Because, and we can do that. We can go through and apply the discount so that you only get one break. And that's, you know, that's how we're going to probably have to do it.